far has he removed our transgressions from us. So what the Bible's telling us that God is going to remove everything that we've done wrong, all our transgressions, all our sins, and all the things we've done wrong as far as the east is from the west. So as we know, that's a pretty long way. So he's saying, if I'm going to let it go, then we ought to be able to let it go. I mean, can you imagine what he's saying when he says, from as far as the east is from the west, he's saying, I'm going to remove your transgressions in such a fashion that I'm not going to even remember them anymore. I'm going to remove them, I'm going to take them away, and I'm going to throw them in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. Then Isaiah 1 and 18 tells us, come now, let us settle the matter, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Think about that. So he's saying our sins are like blood, but he's gonna make them white as snow. So he says, I'm gonna let all this stuff go. I'm gonna wipe the slate clean. I'm gonna let everything that you've done in your life go. So why can't we do the same for other people? Why can't we just wipe the slate clean? Why can't we just let it go? Why can't we just do away with their transgressions? Why can't we just do away with what they done wrong, the faults against us? Why can't we just right the wrongs? Why is it so hard for us? Why is it such a challenge to let it go? You know, the one day I found out that when I let things go, it helps my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. When I let things go, it helps my temperament. When I let things go, it just helps me overall just be a better person. And it helps me to be more calm, more relaxed, and I don't have to remember that I'm upset with somebody. I don't have to remember that I'm angry, because it's just easier just to let it go and just move on with life and just let life be life. You know, we all make mistakes. We all fall short. We all do wrong. Have you ever bumped into somebody and you didn't mean to bump into them, or you ever walked on somebody's shoe and you didn't mean to walk on it, and they get beside themselves, and you generally, when you bumped into them or you walked on their shoe and you said, oh man, my bad, I apologize, and you truly meant it, and they got beside themselves and got upset, and you're saying to yourself, I apologize, I didn't mean it. You know, my bad. You know, and you're wondering to yourself, why did they get so upset? Why did it bother them so much? You know, but that really didn't even have nothing to do with you. That was all the other pent-up aggression that they had from other situations that they didn't let go, from other things that they had going on. It just really didn't have nothing to do with you, because when you think about when somebody done you wrong, or it's really not that serious when we look at it. It's really not as bad as we make it out to be when we look at it. And when we really calm down, we can say to ourselves, oh, it wasn't even that bad. I don't even know why I'm tripping.
I bet that dude was thinking that from a couple months ago. Dude bumped into him, and he hit the, and he ended up getting to fight the guy and killing the guy, all because the guy bumped into him and his drink spilled on him.
Yes, I bet he's sitting
in the county thinking like, man, I went too far.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. At the end of the day, and me and Brittany was talking about, you know, those blackout moments.
Yeah.
You know, you have those blackouts, those mental blackouts. And those mental blackouts that when you come to,
oh, what did I do?
Yeah, you messed up, and it's something in life that you can't take back. So it's easier just to, you know, we kid with it, but when Martin and Will Smith was saying, "Usai, let it go," you know, I mean, that's a true thing.
Yeah.
You just got to breathe and just say, "Hey, man, I'm gonna let this thing go because it ain't worth the drama that's gonna come behind it."
They gotta have somebody in their corner that's saying, "Hey, take it down." They gotta have somebody like D. Come down.
Yeah,
you out there.
Yeah, you gotta have, and I think we all got that. I mean, don't you ever, you know, you see those movies and they got, I think I seen it on Martin, I seen it on Jamie Foxx, where they got the good him and the bad him sitting on the shoulder and they telling, hey, you should do it, hey, you shouldn't do it. I think we all have God talking to us, but we also have a bad spirit talking to us too and saying, hey, go for broke. But it's up to us to decide which spirit we're gonna listen to and which way we're gonna go.
Right.
But, you know, in the end results, it's just better for us to just let it go. Just the woosah, just the, be better people and the end results. Philippians 3:13-14. Brother and sister, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high call in Christ Jesus. He said, forget what's behind me. He said, because if I don't forget what's behind me, then I can't press forward. If I don't forget those things that are behind me, then it stifles me. It keeps me where I'm at. When we remember all the junk that's behind us, when we keep going back to what we used to do, when we keep going back to how we used to think, do things, and how things used to be, we can't ever move forward. Hubbard is struggling, and he's struggling because he wants it to be like it used to be, where we used to do things with pencil and paper and with calculators and stuff like that. We don't do things like that no more. Now we do things with tablets and computers and things like this. So when he go take a test, he's unable to do the test because he's used to the pencil and paper, and now things is with tablets and computers. So we have to step up to this new age, and we gotta step up to where technology is. And if we don't step up to where technology is, we get left behind. You know what I mean? That you can't go into any job now and they ask you what your typing skills are, right? They ask you how fast you can type. They asking you how fast you can do this. They asking you, do you know Word? They asking you, do you know PowerPoint? Do you know, what's the other one? Spreadsheet. They asking you about these things right here. You know, it's no longer. Remember I told you, I think I told Brittany, but I know Dino. I used to tell my kids all the time, hey, when I graduated from school, all I needed was a high school diploma. And I stood on that. But I had to go to college. And in the world today, we have to have more. And what he's saying is, yes, yesterday it used to be like this, but today is different. So you can't keep holding on what yesterday was, because if you keep holding on to what yesterday was, you're going to get left behind. If you keep holding on to what used to be, if you keep holding on to the problems of yesterday, if you keep holding on to the trials of yesterday, if you keep holding on to who made you mad yesterday and who talked about you yesterday, you ain't going to ever get ahead. But you're going to always be stuck in yesterday. But what about today? What happened today? What happened today? So he's saying, press toward the goal. There's a goal that you're pressing toward. What is everybody's goal? My goal is to see Jesus. My goal is to see Jesus. My goal is to see y'all be better. My goal is to see my family be better. My goal is to be better. But in order for that to happen, I gotta look forward. I can't keep looking behind me. Because looking behind me is a problem. When you drive in your car, which way do you look?
Forward.
You look both ways? But how often do you look behind you? How long can you stare behind you and not get an accident? Not too long, huh? You have to keep your eyes forward. The only reason you're looking back is to see if I can get over. And you said, come on, Jesus. And the only reason you're looking back is to make sure the things behind you ain't catching up to you. Huh? That's the only reason you're looking back. Is to make sure the things behind you ain't catching up to you. The things in your rearview mirror ain't coming up on you. And you only look back for a second. And then you looking back forward. Because forward is your goal. The things behind you are already behind you. But it's what's in front of you as you go. Nobody drives backwards. So that's how we need to live our lives. Our spiritual lives, our physical lives is looking forward, pressing forward, not looking backwards. If you're looking backwards, it should be to see how far God has brought you. To look at the progress that you've made. To see that you ain't the same old person that you used to be. But I'm better. And you better, and this is what we don't get yet. I'm better because of these circumstances. I'm better because of these trials. I'm better because of these tribulations. Because what I went through made me, it didn't break me. But all those were building blocks to the person that you are. Because everything we go through, it shapes us, it molds us, it helps us be a better person. So those are the things that creates us and makes us a better person. So when you look back, don't look back in disgust, but you gotta look back and celebrate how far God's brought you. You gotta look back and celebrate, I made it through it. I made it through it. You look back in your life and think about how many people said you weren't gonna make it. Think about how many people said you weren't gonna amount to nothing. Huh? Said you weren't gonna be here, but you made it. So you can let every criticism go. Every backbite go. Huh? You can let that go because it didn't stop you. You made it. You made it over the hills. You made it over the valleys. You made it through the river. You made it. And you better because of it. Yeah, it was hard. You had some sleepless nights. You had some times you cried. You had some times you didn't understand it. You didn't know how you was gonna do it. But the end result is you made it. You made it. Isaiah 43 and 2. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, there will be no swamp over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. Listen to that. Say, why are you tripping? There's nothing that's going to harm you. There's nothing that's going to overtake you. There's nothing that's going to consume you. Because I'm going to be there with you. So you don't have to fret what you're going through, your trials, your tribulations, your situations. You don't have to fret none of this stuff because I'm going to be there with you. And I'm going to protect you while you're going through. Now, ain't that comfort? Ain't that peace? I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to protect you while you're going through. And I'm going to take you through it. Is that not peace? Some writers say it's good to know Jesus. But how can we know Jesus if we keep concentrating on foolishness? If our mindset keep going back to the things we used to know, how can we know Jesus? I'd rather know the man that's going to take me through the flames and I ain't going to be burned. I remember the time I was out messing with the grill. And I had put a, what you call that stuff?
Lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid. I put some lighter fluid in the grill and had forgot all about it. You already laughing. And forgot all about it. And came out there and I hit that. And that fire blazed up. Took all my lashes out. Took them all out. Burnt them all out. Just like that. And I didn't even know they was gone. Brittany told me they was gone. But I wasn't even in the fire. It just blazed up. But what God is telling you, that in the fire, y'all ain't even catching that, that when you're going through the fire, I'm not going to allow you to be burned. So I need to think about this. I smelled like barbecue. I smelled like I had been in the fire. But you won't even smell like it. You won't even look like you've been through. He said, but what I need you to do is let all this nonsense go. I know it ain't easy. I know it ain't easy. And I know y'all say, you stand up here, you act like it's, I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. I know it takes time. But let me tell you this. The same time it takes you to think about it, is the same time that you need to concentrate on forgetting about it. Does that make sense? Why walk around being miserable? Why walk around snapping everybody's head off? When you can just smile. When you can be a peaceable person. I'm tell you how you know a person that's been hateful, that's been mean, because when they get older, they are alone. Why? Because that hatefulness, that meanness has caused nobody wants to be around them. Nobody wants to be with them. And now they find themselves alone. When it would have just been easier just to let that go. Who wants to grow old and alone? Who wants to be old and alone? Who wants to be by themselves? Everybody needs somebody. Why would you want to be by yourself when it's just easier just to let it go? To be at peace. Think about it. Think about it. Is it easy to be mad or is it easy to be happy? You don't have to think about being happy, but you do have to think about being mad. We have choices in life, and our choices have consequences to them. We choose whether to be happy, we choose whether to be sad, we choose whether to let it go, we choose whether to hold on to things. It's our choice. But know that your choice got a consequence with it. And it's up to you if you want to deal with that consequence. But why would you deal with it? Why would you want to be miserable? Why would you want to be unhappy? Why would you not want to be at peace? Our actions have consequences. God is saying, I'm giving you choices. You have a better life when you let go of anger. When you let go of pain, when you let go of turmoil, tell me some things that your anger affects. If anybody knows,
your relationships,
your
peace,
your
health.
Anything else?
Health.
Health.
Yeah.
That's the biggest. You wondering why? I never used to go to the doctor the way I'm going to the doctor now. I never used to feel the way I feel, how I feel now. That anger, that stress, that them ulcers. All that stuff comes from that bottled up anger, that unforgiveness, that unwillingness to just let it go. This is, have some solace and some comfort in knowing that anybody that has hurt you, they won't get away with it.
Come on.
Because God is watching everything. And God gonna correct all of us. He gonna correct all of us. So nobody that has hurt you, nobody that's done something in secret to you, it ain't gonna come to light. We gonna all be corrected. I know you feel like they got away. The police didn't get them. They got away. Mom and daddy didn't believe me. They got away. But God saw them. He saw them. And if he saw them, it's already taken care of. It's already taken care of. So guess what? You can relax. And you can let it go. Knowing that, come on. What kind of daddy would I be if I seen a grown man slap my child and didn't do nothing about it? So what kind of daddy would God be if he seen something happen to you and he didn't take care of it? It says if your physical parent love you enough to take care of issues, how much so would your father have? Is this something we don't even think about? Let's go back a little further so I can make y'all really understand this. He loved us so much that his son, the one he had, his blood child, he gave him so we wouldn't perish. Now, what you think about it? He had already prepared a way for us. The road was set. We messed up. We got out of order. We caused sin to happen. But even though we messed up, even though we got outside his will, even though we did it after he told us not to.
Come on.
Think about that. Oh, come on. He let it go. He told us to go right and we went left. He let it go. He told us not to sin, but we still sin. He let it go. When he seen that we were lost, when he seen that we didn't have a way back home, he could have said, they didn't listen. Year after year, instruction after instruction. Teacher after teacher, they didn't listen. But he loved us enough, he just let it go. Then his son saw how much his daddy loved us. So he said, I'm gonna stand in the gap for him. I'm going to stand in that gap. I'm going to prepare a way for them to come back home. I know what they did. I know they did. But because of your love for them and my love for you, I'm going to stand in the gap. And then the very ones he came for, we the ones that shout out, crucify him.
Come on.
But he let it go. We the ones that shout out, we have no God. But see, but he let go. Is that painting a picture for y'all? But we can't let nothing go. And he let it all go. They whipped him. They mocked him. They beat him for what we did. He let it go. He let it go. Because if he didn't let it go, we couldn't get back to him. How can you say you love me, whom you have never seen? But you hate your brother, who you see every day. Men and women that you walk around with every day. You stepped on my shoes, so I'm gonna hate you for the rest of your life. You talked about me, so I'm gonna hate you for the rest of your life. You lied on me, so I'm gonna hate you for the rest of your life. Where's your God-like nature? Where's your attributes of your Father?
It's good.
Sunday after Sunday, we come in this place and we just go through the motions. We go through the motions. Because when he changed you, you're going to know you didn't change. You're going to know you didn't change. Because you ain't going to be judging folks. You ain't going to be getting mad all the time. You upset all the time. A chip on your shoulder all the time. Your shoulder's so heavy you can't praise. You can't worship. Patterson, I bought these pants. You know, people say what they want to say. But I got these pants, I got them from Timo. Say what you want to say. These work pants. And when it rains, what I like about these pants is when it rains, I don't care how hard it rains, these pants are rain resistant. Yep. It just,
just rolls off.
It just rolls.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how hard it's raining outside.
Come on.
It's pretty nice.
These pants, I didn't drop.
Yes.
I dropped pop
on the pants.
Serena, I'm sitting there, and you know I'm doing the thing. And it's kind of rolled by, and it's doing 60. So I take that apple, but I didn't secure. Oh, come on, Jesus. I didn't secure my soul. And it fell over in the seat. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to be all the way. But when I got out, the pop just rolled off the pants.
Come on, sir. I hear you, Holy Ghost.
When you truly accept that God and your attributes of your Father are showing up in you, then whatever somebody done to you, it's going to just roll off of you.
Come on, sir.
It won't affect you. Because it didn't affect him.
when we talked about it.
Come on, yeah.
It didn't affect him when we lied on him. It didn't affect him when Judas sold him for 30.
Still, come on, son.
It didn't affect him. But he stood in the gap and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. But I'm standing in the gap for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
In other words, he said, I'm going to let it go.
Let it go.
And I'm going to let God have it. I'm going to let it go. Why? Because it ain't worth it. Because if I don't let it go, they can't get home.
Come on.
If I don't let it go, then the devil going to win. If I don't let it go, then they going to bust hell wide open. If I don't let it go, the devil going to get the victory. If I don't let it go, then my children gonna be angry for
come on, come on.
If I don't let it go, you then my brothers and sisters won't run out except God in the end.
Come on.
If I don't let it go, then everybody else that's looking at me.
You should wait on it, man.
See some people that ain't gonna ever see Jesus if they don't first see him in you.
Come on. You should wait on it.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I am. See, when it's sitting in your lap, you don't like it, do you? When the realization of what you're supposed to be doing is sitting in your lap, you got a heavy hand. We don't have no right to walk around angry. We don't have a right to be upset. We don't have a right to hold grudges. Because he never held a grudge against us. But he never said a mumbling word.
No, no.
They nailed him. They crucified him. They whipped him. And he did it for us. He did it for us. Us. And we was the ones that turned our backs on him. And we still doing it today.
That's good.
We still doing it this moment, this hour. Now this is the kicker, Pastor. We just had this class, and church is starting in another 30 minutes. Can I be real with y'all? And from this 30 minutes to the next 30 minutes, somebody gonna say something to make you mad. Somebody gonna look at you wrong. Somebody gonna do something that you don't think they should have done. And the church service ain't gonna go quite. A song gonna be sung that you didn't want to sing. And you gonna forget all about just letting it go and letting God have his way.
That's good.
And y'all gonna say it's human nature. I'm gonna tell you, it's sinful nature.
That's it.
Human nature ain't got nothing to do with it. Because we got choices. Because he said, choose you. That tells me that there's more days than one day.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you this day. So you got Monday, you got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tuesday,
you got a
choice. You got Wednesday, you got a choice. You got Thursday, you got a choice. You got Friday, you got a choice. And you got Saturday, you got a choice. And Sunday is the Lord's day, but you still got a choice. He said, choose you this day. Who you gonna serve? I'm gonna take it a little further. Choose you this hour, this minute, this second. Who you gonna serve? Because it's a choice. There you go, right there.
Yeah.
As for me and mine, we gonna be found serving. We gonna be found lifting him up. Now, let the record be clear. I gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Cause my wings gotta be light. When I get ready to fly away, my wings gotta be light. Huh?
Come on.
They gotta be light. Cause I gotta get there. I don't want no distractions.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing in my way. My wings gotta be light. Cause I gotta get there. Do you understand? I gotta get there. What does someone say? The sky's the limit.
Limit, come on.
To what you can have.
Yes, sir.
But in order to get there, you're going to have to let it go. In order to get there, you're going to have to put how you feel aside.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be about him. I know they talked about you. I know they lied on you. So what?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the party. They lied on him. They talked about him.
Come on now.
But he's still king. He's still Lord. Think about it.
Yes, yes, he is.
Huh? Every negative word they said about him. But he's still king.
Still king.
He's still Lord. He's still the great I am. No matter what they said. No matter the lies they told.
Come on.
He's still who he is. What am I saying? You still who you are. No matter what they said about you. No matter how they talked about you. You're still a child of the Most High God. Huh? Is your name still written in the roll book?
That's it. That's good.
Huh? You still got your ticket in your hand? Your feet on the track? Huh? I don't know about you, but I'm still who I am. No matter what they say, no matter how they lie, I'm still a child of God. Amen? Come on, man.
Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. Father God, as we prepare to go into service, Father God, let us keep our mind on you who keeps us in perfect peace. Father God, be with the speaker this morning. Anoint his mind, his mouth, and his message. Speak through him, Father God. Let him say nothing that he won't say, but everything that you would have him say, let those that are coming to this house to worship your name, that we gathered in your name to worship you, forgetting about ourselves and concentrating on you to worship you. We pray right now, Father God, for those that may wanted to be here, they may not be able to. We ask you to continue to watch over and keep those that's on their way. Bless them, give them traveling graces and arriving mercies, God. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen.
Amen.